This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Abam, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Masachas Ksubos, Daf Yod Zayin, Amud Aleph. Where we begin two lines from the bottom on Tazayin Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Ketzad Merakdin Lefnei HaKala. How does one dance before the Kala? Rashi learns the question is not how do you dance before the Kala. The question is not do you do the Hora, do you do a Kazatska, do you do the waltz. The question is what do you say when you dance? Because the primary obligation of Simchas Chasan Mekala is praising the Kala to the Chasan. So according to Rashi, the question is Ma Oimrim Lefaneha, what do you say before her? You say the Kala as she is. Meaning, according to her beauty and her chashivas, that is what you say. You don't exaggerate. If she's rotten, then Tosfos says, if she has a mum, either you don't say anything, you don't praise her, or you try to find something nice. You say she knows how to sew, she knows how to cook. But you can't lie about her appearance or her personality. She's beautiful and she's righteous, even though she may look like a witch and she might be like Vashti. Nevertheless, she's beautiful and righteous. What about Midvar Sheker Terchak? Well, that is Beis Shammai's question. Amrulahen Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, Harei Shehoisa Chigeres, what if she was a cripple, a suma, or blind? Oimrim la kalena v'chasuda. But do we say a beautiful and righteous kala? V'atayra amra, midvar sheker terchak. But the Torah says that you should distance yourself from falsehood. So amru lahem beis hillel beis shammai. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, really, you're supposed to be so honest? L'divreichem, according to you, Mishalokach Mekach Ram and Ashuk. A guy who buys a basement bargain suit in Borough Park, which is where he bought a shmata, a rag, that could serve as a good way to wash the floors of the laundry room. So, Yishabchenu Be'enav or Yiganenu Be'enav? Should you say, you look like a million bucks, or should you say you look like a beggar? You would agree you should praise in his eyes. From here, the sages say, a person's mind should always be mingled among the people. Meaning, from here, we learn that a person has to accord themselves in a way where they are pleasantly accepted and within the norms of reasonable behavior. Dr. Phil pointed out from the Mesillas Yesharim and Shara Prishos that this is always something that has to be balanced with a person keeping somewhat of a distance from the immersive pleasures of this world. But at least from here we learn to a certain extent one has to pray, one has to be Mu'urav Bein Abrius, one has to act in a way that it finds favor and is pleasant in the eyes of others. So if somebody buys a rotten purchase, you got to say that, you know, good deal. So the same way Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, if you buy a bad suit, you're supposed to praise. If somebody buys a bad suit, you're supposed to praise it. If somebody marries a rotten woman, you got to say, you got a good deal. Now, so the question is, but what does Beis Hillel do with Midvar Sheker Terchak? The end of the day, we have a pasuk of Midvar Sheker Terchak. So there are many, many ways to answer this question. Either the explanation is that in the eyes of the Chasan, she's Taka Noeva Chasuda. In other words, it's not a lie, because if he fell for her and he likes her, then in his eyes, she's Taka Noeva Chasuda. Or the pshat is that we could interpret his ways, we can interpret his words, Noa v'chasuda, I don't mean that she's actually Noa v'chasuda, I mean, I could reinterpret it, I could say, you consider Noa v'chasuda, or she's Noa v'chasuda in some other quality that she might have. In other words, a little bit different than the first approach we said. One pshat is, you think she is. Another approach would be to reinterpret his words, sort of like when Yaakov Avinu says, Anoichi Esav b'chayrecha, I am Esav, your firstborn, meaning I am I, and Esav is your firstborn. Another approach is that we know you're allowed to lie, l'man ha-shalom. So in order to keep the peace, you're allowed to tell somebody that he got a good wife, even though he got a machashefa. There are different approaches to how you deal, how Beis Hillel deals with the issue of midvar sheker terchak. Okay. Ki asa Rav Dimi amar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Hachi mishru kamei kalas b'marava. This is the way they praised a kala. This is what they sang to a kala in Eretz Yisrael. Loi kichal, you're so beautiful, you don't need eye makeup, eyeshadow. V'lo sarak, you don't need rouge. V'lo pirkus, you don't need braided hair. V'yalas chin, you still find favor. Meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they would say that even without external makeup and other types of adornments, you're still beautiful. Ki samchu rabbanan l'Rab Zera, when the rabbis gave smicha to Rab Zera, sharu lehachi, they sang as follows. Lai kichol, v'lai sharak, v'lai perchas, v'al eschein. You don't need any outer rabbinic garb, but you have a charm even without it. Rab Zera was considered chashav even without some of the outer trappings of rabbinics. Ki samchu rabbanu l'rabami v'rabasi, when the rabbis gave smicha to rabbami and rabasi, sharu luhu achi, they sang as follows. Kol min dein v'chol min dein smaychu lanu. Anyone similar to the practice, anyone of stature like rabbami and rabasi, we should give smicha to. Lo tismachu lanu, but we should not give smicha. Lo min sarmisin, not from those who confuse and change up halachos. V'leimin sarmitin, not from those who are like rags, who do not understand the halacha properly. V'amila loimin chamisin, not from those who only explain a fifth of the reasoning. V'leimin tormisin, and not from those who are like legumes or beans. Rashi says it's unclear what Tormisin is trying to explain. But basically, only someone of the caliber of Ami and Rabasi is deserving of smicha, but not anyone who is any of the above-mentioned Sarmisin, Sarmitin, Chamisin, or Tormisin, people of inadequate scholarship. Rabbi Avohu, Kavi Asimi Mesifta Lebe Kezar. Rabbi Avohu was very well acquainted and connected with the Caesar. So when he would go from the yeshiva to the house of the Caesar, Nafkin Amhosa Tebe Kezar Laape. The maidservants of the Caesar's house would go out toward him. I had the privilege a little while ago to be in Caesarea. And Rabbi Avohu is buried on the beach in Caesarea. Rabbi Avohu lived in Caesarea, so he was well connected to the Caesar, to the Caesar. And he was a confidant of the Caesar. So whenever he would go from the yeshiva to the house of the Caesar, the maidservants would sing to him as follows. Rabba da'ame, leader of his people, Midbarna da'umse, the Rabba da'ame, rabbi, eminent one of his people, leader of his nation, Botsina Dinahira, lamp of light, Brich Masyach L'Shalom, bless your coming in peace. Amrullah Allah Arabi Huda Bariloi, they said about Rabbi Huda Bariloi, Shahaya Noito Bad Shel Hadas, he would take a branch of a myrtle, Umaraki Lifneha Kala, and he would dance before the Kala. The message being that even if you're ugly and you're green, but you're beautiful, like a myrtle, like Esther, who is called Hadassah, even though she was green, Chazal say, she had chen. V'oimer, and he would say, Kala noa v'chasuda, beautiful and righteous Kala. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Merakir Atlas. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak would juggle three myrtles. So Rav Zeira considered this juggling demeaning type of behavior. Amr Rav Zeira, Kamichsaf Lan Saba. The older one is embarrassing us, Rabbi. His actions, what is he, a clown? He's juggling? Why is he juggling? But Kinach Nafshe, when Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak passed away, Ifsik Amuda Denura, a pillar of fire separated Bein Didei L'Kulayama, between him and the whole world. Ugmiri, we have a tradition to lay Ifsik Amuda Denura, that a pillar of fire does not interpose Ela Ilacharbadar Ilachebadar for only one or two people in the generation. So now the pillar of fire appeared in the shape of a myrtle. So therefore, Kinach Nafshe, so Amar Abzera, Ahanyele Shutisa Lasaba. The myrtle branch helped the old man. That's why he was Zoicha to this vote of approval from heaven. Va'amri la, some say, Shtuse Lasaba. The foolishness of the old man helped him. This behavior that I, Rav Zeira, considered foolish, it actually elevated him. Va'amri la, some say, Shitase Lasaba. The opinion, the shita, the approach of the old man helped him. Now the Gemara tells us somewhat of a shocking report. Rav Acha Markivla Akispe. Rav Acha rode the kala on his shoulders. He would, you know, when they would play the music, na 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 na, and the chasen and kala would come in, the kala would be riding on the shoulders of Rabbi Acha. Don't try that at home. Umarakit, and he would dance. Amri Le Rabbanan, the rabbi said, Anan ma'u lemevracha, should we rabbis put the kala on our shoulder? He said, sure. Amar lahu, idamin alecha kikshura, if a woman to you is like a beam, if carrying a woman elicits the same reaction from you like carrying a piece of wood, l'chai, great. V'iloi, but if a woman is elicits more than if you'd be carrying a piece of wood, then you can't carry her. In other words, Rav Acha was so holy that for him it was permitted to do this because it did not, it was sort of a meaningless, in terms of awakening his Yetzirah, it did not do anything. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan. Mutar l'stakel b'fnei kala kol shiva. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said, the name of Yonasan is permitted to gaze at the face of a kala for all 7 days. Why? Because if people see that, that if the chassan sees that people are staring at his kala because she's so beautiful, it will add to his appreciation of her beauty. Kedei l'chava abal, to make her more beloved. But v'les hilcha kevaseh, the halach is not like that. You cannot gaze at another kala in order to elevate and enhance the chassan's appreciation for her beauty. Now, what if you have two occasions taking place and one is coinciding with the other, one encounters the other, Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'avirin es hamesim lefnei akala. If a mess is going down the street and a kala is coming down the other side and they're sort of one, they both have to get by. So who gives way to the other? So you give way, the mess has to sort of take a detour and go down a different road from before the kala. V'zeh v'zeh melefnei melech Yisrael. And they both have to defer to if a king of Israel is going down the road. Amru alav al agrifas hamelech, they said about Agrifas the king, she'avar melefnei kala, that he deferred and gave way from before a kala. V'shibchu chacham, the rabbis praised Agrifas for letting the kala go ahead. Says the Gemara, if the rabbis praised Agrifas, that implies he did the right thing. Meklal the shaper of it, that implies Agrifas did the right thing. Vaha Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, Afilu Manda Amar Nasi Shemachal Akvoidei Kvoidei Machal. Even according to the Manda Amar, that a Nasi, whose Meichal on his covet is atoned for, that's only a prince. But Melach, a king, Shemachal al-Kavaydah, in Kavaydah Machal, a king has no right to forego his honor. So how can Agrifas give way to Akala? The Amar Mar, because the master taught, the pasuk says, "Soim tasam alecha melech," he should surely place upon you a king. Shetehem asay alecha, that his awe should be on you. So that means, not only can you not infringe on the covet of a melech cannot forgo his own honor. So how could Agrifas? Yeah, what about that?
So if there's two kings, he's...
Oh, first of all, it says a kala, right?
The kala is a...
Yeah, and it's only doime, you know. It's doime l'melech, but it's not a melech, you know. The matter says, chasan doime l'melech ma melech hakom mekal sinoisai af chasan hakom mekal sinoisai. But Chazal don't say ma melech eno yachal limchal al kavoidai af chasan. You know, definitely the chassan could be meichel on his covet. Otherwise, how's he supposed to get married? You know, definitely we'll have to be meichel on his covet. But the Gemara says parshas drachim havai. It was a crossroads, meaning the Agrifas could have just taken a different route. And therefore it was not overt that he was being meichel on his covet. He just sort of diverted to a different route, so he wasn't blatantly being meichel on his covet. Now we're going to talk about whether one is mevatel Torah for haitzas hames and achnasas kala. That's a big question. You know, a person's in the middle of learning. Do they have to be mevatel learning to go to a chasana? Do they have to be mevatel learning to go to a levaya? You know, a person in yeshiva, he could be going to weddings and chasan and levayas all day long. Every morning he could go to a levaya, and every evening he could go to a chasana, because we're mevatel tamatar lahitzas ames lachnasas kala. So amru alav Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, they said about Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, she mevatel tamatar lahitzas ames lachnasas kala, was mevatel from learning to take out a dead body and to be mesameach kala. Says the Gemara, "Bamedvar Mamurim." When is that talking about? Kishaini Mai called Sarkai, when the mess or the kala does not have enough people to help in the burial and the hesped and the dancing. Avoyeshi Mai called Sarkai in Mavatlin. But if you have the requisite number of attendees, then you're not Mavato Taira. Says the Gemara, "Vakama called Sarkai." What's considered all of his needs? Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Ini, Mishmei Derav, Rav Shmuel Bar Ini, son name of Rav, Baya Levaya, Tresar Alfi Gavri, 12,000 men, Vishita Alfi Shipari, with an additional 6,000 people blowing the shofar, Va'amrila, some say Tresar Alfi Gavri, a total of 13,000, some change the girsa to 12,000, not an additional 6,000 shofar blowers. Uminayu, from the 12,000, Shita Alfi Shipari, 6,000 Shefer blowers. Ula Amar, Ula said, you know how many people you need? Kagain Dechaitzi Gavra, where the people extend, May Evula Viad Sichra. From the gate of the city until the grave. The enough people, attendees at a Levaya, means where you can make a path. People on both sides leading up from the gate of the city all the way to the grave. And if you have more than that, it's considered, once you have that, it's considered called Sarkai. Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshvi, Tamer of Yochanan Amar, Netilasa Kinesinasa, the taking away of the Torah, a person's demise, when he loses his Torah, when the neshama leaves, kinesinasa should be with the same number of people as when the Torah was given. Man nesinasa b'shishim ribay, just like God gave the Torah with 600,000 people, af netilasa, so too when the person's Torah is taken away because he leaves this world, b'shishim ribay, you need 600,000. So, now we're learning, what is the shear, the requisite shear of Kol Tzarkai? We learned that you're Mevatel Torah for Haitzas Hames, provided that a person has, up until a person has every the amount of people that he needs. What is that? Either 18,000 or 12,000, or making a line from the gate of the city to the grave, or some say 600,000. By the way, I once heard from Rabbi Victor Miller that, what is this analogy? The same number of people are needed when the Torah is taken as when the Torah was given. When the Torah was given, it was only given to one person. It was given to you. There happened to have been another 599,999 people also getting their Torah, but they weren't there for you. But now when the person dies, you want to say other people should come because his Torah was taken away? How could you learn that out from when the Torah was given? All the people that were there when the Torah was given, they were not there for you, they were there for themselves. No, that's a mistake. B'shvili nivra olam. As far as I'm concerned, everyone else at Matan Torah, they're there not for them, they're there for me. B'shvili nivra olam means, even though, yeah, you're getting your Torah, but vis-a-vis me, you're there to be present when I get my Torah. Therefore, upon my demise, you need to be there as well. Now says the Gemara, Vahani mili leman dekari v'tani. These shiurim are for someone who learned Chumash and learned Mishnah. Now that's mashma. Someone who's loy kari v'loy tani, you look at the top toys on Yizayin Mabez, you're not mevatel Torah for them. All of these shiurim is only for someone who learns Chumash and learns Mishnah. As long as you have enough people to be involved in the burial. But the Gemara concludes, Avalamanda Masni, someone who teaches Torah, Lesle Shiura. Even 600,000 people are not enough. Meaning, even if there will already be 600,000 people at the Levaya, one is required to be Mavato from Torah in order to participate in the Levaya. Now, some Achorinim learn that this is only talking about where you encounter the Levaya. But if you're sitting and learning, you just find out about it, you're not mechuyev to go. And most achorinim learn, no, that for a Talmud Chacham, even if you just merely find out about it, one would have to go. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. We're going to try to do Yitzayin Amud Beis, I guess Thursday night. That's the plan for now, okay? Thank you, everybody. Good to see everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov. Hi.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.